Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, we got to a point where when we had the discussion with Antonio back in later in February about the future and where we're going to go. From here, we opened ourselves up to maybe looking into the trade. And when we ventured down that road, we felt very comfortable with the trade that we were able to make and getting the two picks that we got.
Kevin Colber on Channel 2 with the legend, Bob Pompiani, from the NFL owners meetings in Phoenix. And we are patiently waiting for Mike Tomlin's first comments since his season-ending press conference. Colber talking last night to Bob. Is it the Biltmore or Biltmore Hotel?
Biltmore.
Biltmore Hotel.
It's definitely not the Biltmore. The Biltmore is like named after some mansion on the Breakers in Rhode Island, I'm sure.
And this is considered like one of these Vanderbilt estates?
I would imagine.
This hotel?
Yeah, I mean, if it's the Biltmore, then I would imagine that it's named after one of those barons.
Do they put the football media up at this hotel? Is Kabali getting chocolates under his pillow and... Does Bob have...
Why would you put chocolates under the pillow? Don't you want to make sure everyone knows that they're there? Otherwise, you got smashed chocolate.
I think it's the surprise, isn't it?
Surprise!
Like,
good job lifting up your pillow.
You have a smashed chocolate here. Well, it's wrapped.
I know, but just...
You go to fluff your pillow and there's a surprise underneath it? No?
One, I think that they are not putting them up at the Biltmore. I feel like they're at the, maybe at the Super 8, the Ramada, perhaps. Things of that nature. Phoenix a good city or a bad city?
Never been.
Do we like Phoenix? Do we like the thought of desert living? Craig? Oh, Craig loves it. Craig asks, where's the casino in Phoenix?
Yeah, I'd be
Vegas isn't that far away.
Desert living.
I'd rather be in Phoenix than Florida.
Dry heat. No mosquitoes.
If you tell me 30 years from now that I can retire to Phoenix, and I've got four professional sports teams there,
most of which stink, but...
And I've got access to big college games.
And you're 5-6 hours from Vegas, Lost Wages, Nevada. You're there,
Chris,
aren't you?
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
I'd rather retire there than...
Oh, yeah, Florida.
Charleston, South Carolina, or Naples, Florida.
Well, you know what? The people that retire to those
Savannah.
Places... The people that retire to those
you're
places...
You're Savannah, Georgia.
I love Savannah. Very antebellum.
Asheville, North Carolina.
Now you've lumped in a place that's totally different. Asheville's in the mountains.
York, PA.
Oh, York is an absolute dump. Let's be honest here. Okay? Doesn't matter what kind of job you have out there in York, you're in a tough place.
What is the worst town someone could say,
Zanesville,
yeah,
Ohio.
I just retired and we just bought a nice house in blank.
Tulsa.
Like, I was going to say Erie.
I feel... I don't know. Erie, you're on a lake. If you have enough money to retire there, you get in a boat.
Oh, yeah. We
just sit out on the lake.
We just settled down in Sheboygan.
Sheboygan. I don't know. I'm standing fast.
Dubuque, Iowa.
I'm standing pretty fast with Tulsa here, right? Oh, yeah. We just retired. We've been saving a long time. Bought our dream house.
Never stepped foot in Oklahoma. You?
I maybe have flown over it. The point being.
Nope.
The point being, if someone says, oh, we just retired, we've saved up, and we bought our dream house in Tulsa, cool. Very cool. By the way, that's What's on Tap, brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. Us talking about retirement homes.
Kevin Colbert, comfortable with what the Steelers got back for Antonio Brown. Are you?
No. I would have wanted them to get more, and it's obvious that that situation... You know what's obvious about what he said, or what is made clear? They were so dead set on not paying the man the $2.5 million to keep him through the new league year.
Okay,
that
sounds short-sighted to me if that's the case.
Well, just let me finish. I'm not defending it. I'm saying what's clear to me is that they might have been able to get a better like pick package for him at the draft when I think teams are just in a wheeling and dealing mode, right? You don't think about buying a certain product right now, but if you were in the store that sold that product, would you not think about it more? You'd be more tempted because there's action happening, right?
Yeah, so the draft is like the equivalent of Christmas Eve. You have to buy your wife something. You can't really be selective or picky about what you're paying for the
if you've waited that long, if you've waited that long, you're paying a premium.
Yeah.
And because they did, their premium came on March 13th, or would have come when they would have had to pay him that roster bonus. So to me, him saying this, at least in some way, shape, or form, and this is sort of insane to me because they're an NFL franchise worth a lot of money. They didn't want to pay him $2.5 million and in so doing, get the possibility that they might get a better return from him when everybody is in, as you put it, desperation mode because they have to buy something nice for the quote-unquote wife and kids. I think that's what that, at least on some level,
they
says.
Couldn't
and that's
bring
an ownership
themselves,
decision.
They could not well,
it's a pride thing.
They could not bring themselves to cut Antonio Brown another check.
We will not.
With the way he had acted and treated them in bad mouth.
So here's a thought on that. They had to know just as well as we do, right? Even if they had to know once there was the rumor that he wanted guaranteed money wherever he went, they had to quickly, smart people there, swiftly put two and two together that all of this stuff, no matter, you know, whether it offended them or not, was to some degree a ploy to get the hell out of town and get more guaranteed money. And so I would think you would have less of a sour taste in your mouth about the prospect of cutting a guy that check when you know that it's all calculated on his part. And you would maybe throw that little carrot out there in the sense that you might get something much better back in return.
Colbert's comments shouldn't come as a surprise because, with the exception of the 52 kids comment, he usually says the right thing, the least controversial thing. He's not going to tell Pompeiani, actually, we're not really in love with the return. He's going to give you nothing but company punch. That doesn't mean we have to drink it. So, are you comfortable with what the Steelers got back? My initial reaction to the trade was, of course I am. He's gone. You're ready to move on from a headache. You got something that when you add up the picks is the equivalent of a second-round pick. You now have 10 picks to play with. It gives you some leeway and some leverage to move up and down in the draft. If there's a player you really like, you've got the ammunition to move up and down. And Colbert said that as well at this owner's junket. But then the Odell Beckham Jr. trade happened. And after the Odell Beckham Jr., it forced me to rethink about my stance on the return they got back. And, okay, Beckham's younger. Great.
The situation wasn't as truly toxic,
but
I think.
Everything
there.
Else about the Beckham, the player, and what you're giving the player, and what you might put up with, I think are comparable or similar. If you trade for Odell Beckham Jr., it's the same situation with AB. You have to pay him. That's part and parcel with the deal. He wants a raise.
But I thought Antonio Brown being gone was just that in and of itself was all that mattered. You put a poll question up and said, best move of the Steelers offseason. You said the three acquisitions or Antonio Brown being traded.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the winner? Antonio Brown being traded.
That's with our listeners. That's not with me.
Okay. But I think when you put this out there, I wonder if people will realize that maybe just getting rid of a guy for the sake of it isn't always awesome,
Chris,
in and of itself.
We have a massive divide between what the Giants got back for Beckham and what the Steelers got for Antonio Brown. And I don't think the temperament, the personality, and the production of the two players is so vastly different that the Giants should get back a first-round pick, a former first-round pick, and a third-round pick, and the Steelers only get back a third and a fifth. Now, the Giants could have asked Odell Beckham Jr. to come back into the fold and be part of the team next year, and the Steelers didn't have that option.
Correct, which makes a huge difference.
But they also, when they traded him, they didn't have a hard deadline.
So what was their best recourse? Well, they had a self-imposed deadline
which is silly.
I know. What was their best recourse? Because for me all along, I think Mark Cabali floated it first. For me all along, it was pay the man $2.5 million, which is swallowing some money and some pride, a lot of pride. The pride had to bother them more than the money there. $2.5 million, let's be honest, is chump change for an NFL team. It mm-hmm. really is, especially one like the Steelers. So if we believe that it was about pride, then pride and not wanting to cut a guy a check who was trying to be a malcontent to get his force his way out of town artificially limited what they could get in return in the pool of teams that might want to be interested in.
The Raiders did something rash on draft day with the Steelers last year.
What's to say Martavis there wasn't the 27th pick or something like that?
I don't think they would have done that, but how about the pick in between, what they got in the first round, which is the Raiders' pick near the start, the 35th pick in the draft? I would pay Antonio Brown $2.5 million to get that pick.
Because I would say
$2.5
million
dollars to an NFL team is a drop in the bucket. And I don't care where it goes, if it gets funneled to Drew Rosenhaus or Antonio Brown, or you just donate $2.5 million to charity, if by dishing out $2.5 million you get an early second-round pick.
Seems good, right?
Yes.
Everybody wins there. And you know what the worst part is? That's actual cash, right? They were willing to take a massive dead cap hit.
$21 million.
A massive hit. Almost 10 times as much just to be rid of the man. But in actual cash terms, they cared so much about that that they set a deadline that was pre that date and made sure they got something done before that happened. That is a pretty wild circumstance to me, and a case where I think it's pride in saying this guy has dragged us through the mud. We don't feel it's fair, and we're not going to cede. We're not going to do something, anything that makes it look like we're conceding to the player here at all, which is a shame because it probably would have netted them a better return.
Are you happy with what the Steelers got back for Antonio Brown? Kevin Colbert used the word comfortable, that he was comfortable with what the Raiders gave up to make the trade. What the Steelers got back in the deal. Are you? 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Colbert sounds like, and we would expect him to say this, he likes the Antonio Brown trade. Do you? 412-928-9370. Coming up, you'll hear him talk about the amount of blame the organization should take for AB's behavior. We had a memorable college basketball game yesterday, and after Coach K and UCF's coach, we'll talk to the coach who probably is the best interview on that game at 2:45. It's the PM team.
You know what? Every player that is on our team, of course, we're responsible for them, but as players grow into mega-type stars, sometimes they adapt their own personalities and whatever. And we're, again, we're comfortable in where we were and where we are.
Brought to you by Pittsburgh's number one Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram dealer, ShorkyNorthHills.com. Bob Pompeiani with Kevin Colbert on Channel 2. When asked, do you guys take responsibility for Antonio Brown's antics? The answer there, I interpreted this way, Chris. Egos, divas, these guys get bigger than the team. They think in their own minds or in their own head that they're the reason why a team's successful or, you know, it's all on them. And when that happens, there's really nothing you can do about it. That's how I took that answer.
I would take
He's not the first diva. He won't be the last. When it happens, it happens. And
I would probably answer it with four words. Hands. I would translate his statement there as four words. Money changes some people is pretty much how I would view it, which to me is washing. You said is the org, you know, we ask is the organization to blame. I think he's washing their hands a little bit too prematurely as an organization, maybe not his own. He gave the guy multiple contracts, and they were shrewd contracts because, frankly, they got tons of production out of the guy for a less than premium price for the majority of it. But if Mike Tomlin's part of the organization, is he not? Well,
guess what? He is the head coach.
He aided and abetted, I think, the rise of this. A head coach can't, because they're all adults here to some degree, a head coach cannot fully stifle, right, a diva becoming a diva player. Like, Bill Belichick couldn't stop Gronk from being a goof and doing whatever he wanted and being Yo Soy Fiesta all the time. But the best head coaches can, I think, stem the tide as much as possible. Mike Tomlin said, oh, this is the dam preventing you from just totally going wild? I'm just going to blow it up then, and you can do whatever the hell you want because you're producing. So, no, I would put the head coach still front of the line here for accelerating this process. Wouldn't you? How could you not? How can you just say a player is what he is and money might change him or things might happen that are totally out of our control. Think of how much money these teams spend to try to evaluate guys pre-draft psychologically. I've had an interview with Kevin Colbert where he talked about trying to figure out if guys love football because they got burnt by Jason Worlds, which is an actual situation where I wouldn't blame the organization, because how can you know what's in that guy's heart about wanting to play the game anymore if he never said anything about it? But my God, you could have, if Ryan Clark as a teammate could see it coming in 2012 when he got that contract that Mike Wallace turned down, I would think the organization probably should have seen it coming too and been able to do something to slow it down at least, not let it get to critical mass. Trade him a year too early rather than this time of his career.
I'm a big believer in going out or doing something your way, and if it backfires and it doesn't work, at least you can look yourself in the mirror and say, I did my best. I tried. I gave it everything I had. If the Steelers had a diva wide receiver and they disciplined him and they put him in his place and they let him know that his behavior was inappropriate or unacceptable and it still repeatedly happened, they could at least look themselves, they could look at themselves and say, we tried. But there are just some people you can't get through to. No matter how many times you discipline them, no matter how many times you try to deliver a message, it just didn't work. He'll never get it. But they didn't do that.
They did it his way. They let him dictate terms to them, which is why they have to bear some culpability here. There is no way to say, no one will know how it could have turned out with Antonio Brown because they didn't exhaust every kind of punishment or punitive measure at their disposal. They just said, here's a fire that's burning. It's smoldering at first, but it's a very good fire. It keeps us warm. Oh, by the way, we're going to blow some air on it and say, see where it takes us. Might burn the house down.
They'd make excuses. They'd reinforce bad habits by rewarding the player with a huge contract.
They let him stay off campus at training camp, which, listen, is kind of dumb in a way. It shouldn't matter if you have a high-profile player who really wants to do that, but it clearly set a precedent that Antonio Brown, in a way, was set off from everybody else.
Follow us on Twitter, at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. Jeff Capel is going to join us after the 240 update. Jeff, I think, was in a really interesting spot yesterday. The game of the NCAA tournament was Central Florida and Duke. Capel was coached by both guys, Krzyzewski and Dawkins. It was a father-son, mentor-pupil game that I think down the road Jeff Capel wants to find himself in. He wants to be Johnny Dawkins to Mike Krzyzewski and go up against Duke in the tournament and have success. And so that game, from his perspective, I think it'll be interesting to hear. Jeff also spent the first 2 days of the tournament in Atlanta getting paid by Turner to watch the game. So we're going to get his take on a bunch of things coming up. Also, Pierre McGuire at 4 o'clock on the Penguins, who are without Chris Letang tonight in New York. And Eric will tell you why in sports. It's the PM team.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.